Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who he is and what he has done. Jesus is called the physician. Jesus healed many physical ailments during his ministry on earth. When he comes again, he will put an end to death and disease and give us spiritual bodies to last for eternity.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
Now I got me thinking. Spanning the globe, because I got a bunch of stuff here, but I'm thinking, Jimmy, we need a new theme song.
Do we?
Well, this one might be a little dated.
No.
Well, it hasn't been played anywhere except here since like 1974, when Jim McKay died. On the other hand, we're keeping it alive. This is Wretched Radio. Let's span the globe, shall we? Oh, Canada. And when I say, oh, Canada, I mean, oh, Canada. Did you see the statistics about euthanasia? That's right. The MAID program, which was originally intended to be so rare that individuals who were suffering so severely, it was imminently terminal, and they wanted to be in control of their own exit plan. We will on occasion let a doctor assist somebody with taking their own life. It's called the MAID program, Medical Assistance in Dying. A generation 50 years ago would have said, you got to be kidding me, right? You're giving it that late. You're killing them is what you're doing. No, we're actually medically assisting them in dying. You're killing them. We just love to put fancy names on things and then say that it's somehow just, it's reproductive health. It's not the dismembering of a human being in utero. No, it's reproductive health. You're killing them. Would have been a generation's outcry not all that long ago. I'm telling you, that is a part of the liberal battle plan that has really successfully helped them gain so much ground. You just relabel stuff. You just redefine things. Racism, it can only happen if you have power. And who has power? Only white people have power, which I don't think is actually true. Nevertheless, if you add a component to racism being that you have the ability to oppress, that is the only way that you can be racist. Well, what does it do? It lets everybody else off the hook when it comes to racism. And that is a sin of which that everybody is guilty of in some way, shape, or form. It's the human condition. It is a part of our fallenness. And so when liberals go about the business of saying, we can't be racist because we don't have the power, it's like, well, who came up with that definition? And the answer is they did. And it's effective. And it actually, well, it works. So does the MAID program up in Canada. They just passed 75,000 deaths. No, they just passed 75,000 murders. That's what they just did. It has skyrocketed over 75,000 people. It started in 20. It's just not that long. And the numbers have been going up every single year. In Ontario alone, more than 200 people were euthanized. Get ready for this. Within 24 hours of being approved in 2023. Sorry, that wasn't a ha-ha funny laugh. That was this is tragic. This was supposed to be the thoughtful program. We'll give people time. They'll have to meet with a number of different experts to make sure that their decision is rational. We'll let them meet with their faith leaders. No. Will off them within 24 hours of their request. Of the 219 deaths recorded in the review, roughly 30% occurred on the same day approval was granted. They're well on the way to hitting 100,000 by June. Headline from Not the Bee. Canada is now euthanizing twice as many people as it did dogs. worldviews have consequences, don't they? And that is why I continue to see, and I know you observe it too, that the mindset, the manifestations of busted thinking is so just mystifying, so profoundly off. So for instance, another story, the individuals who see Muslims attacking a building and we blame it on somehow on conservatives for labeling them as being terroristic, but they're actually being terroristic right there. Nope, you're the problem. Nope, you're the God. No, what they're doing is justified. What? What in the world? How does thinking like this get corrected? And the answer is it doesn't by anything but one act. And that is the act of regeneration. You just can't fix this type of thinking. And we see it over and over and over again. Okay, here's an example. Headline. Union, now we know right away, it's the UNI rule. It's liberal. In fact, it's not even Christian. Union Theological Seminary cancels talk from a Hamas supporter. This was supposed to happen last week. A talk from Mohammed Abdu about decolonial organizing lessons from Gaza's warrior Mujahideen. What? They actually approved that. Now, the Washington Free Beacon did an exposé on it and they put the pressure on them, and so they canceled it. But how does it get booked in the first place? The talk was part of an event titled, this is at a seminary, Death to the Academy, AKADEMY, How to Be a Thorn in Their Throat Amid Snakes in the Grass. You going to fix that thinking? Somebody actually thinks like that, has taken the time to put a lecture together, and a seminary said, yeah, let's do that. Wait a second. It just keeps getting better. It was organized by Queer Muslims of New York City. Nope, I'm not writing satire here. It describes itself as an anti-racist, abolitionist, grassroots collective rooted in Islamic liberation theology, committed to gender justice, queer justice, anti-capitalism, and decolonization. You're going to fix what therapy we're going to send these people through? Is there going to be some 12-step program to help thinking improve? You can't. This is busted worldview. Back to the article. Dr. Mohammed Abdu, during the spring of 2024, he was a visiting professor at Columbia University. Hello, paging Columbia University. Anybody sane there? Apparently not. Taught a class titled Decolonial Queerness and Abolition in Southwest Asia, North Africa, just to give it some credibility. We're going to, just this particular region, because you see, we've done a lot of scientific studies to determine this is what's going on in Southwest Asia and North Africa regarding decolonial queerness and abolition. Just a bunch of junk. He prompted scrutiny for a social media post that he made shortly after October 7, 2023, the attack against Israel. He expressed support for Hamas, Hezbollah, and Islamic Jihad, but only up to a point. Oh, okay. All right. That's fine. UTS spokesperson. Now, this is the representative from Union Theological Seminary, Afshin Shamsi, told the Christian Post that UTS, this is why they canceled it. They weren't aware of the violent nature of the event. So we withdraw our support. That's not who we are. But you invited him. So if he weren't a violent dude, you'd be okay with what he's teaching. You can't fix that. It demands something greater than reason and logic. Why? Because their reason and logic machines are broken. The only fix for it is divine intervention. Same thing in Canada. How are you going to reclaim Canada? Government can't fix that. The swell of foolishness is far too great. Evangelism. That's the need. Here's another demonstration of just your darkened thinking. And it's from an individual who claims to be a Presbyterian, James Tallarico. Apparently, he's on the war path against Christians because we're not giving. We're not kind. We're not loving. So we've got to let the government do it. There's just a problem with that statement, and that is facts. Not the Bee did a pretty nice job of collecting all of the studies that show Christian Americans donate more than twice as much annually to charity than the rest of the general population. We also volunteer twice as often. Furthermore, we adopt, we foster, we feed. More than 50 million Americans receive food from charitable food programs. Two-thirds of those programs are run by Christian organizations. Nearly half of all Christian congregations operate or support a food distribution ministry. Just lies. Just straight out, bald-faced lies coming from an individual who's going to what they call a Presbyterian seminary. How are we going to reclaim that? How are we going to make America think better? There's only one biblical answer. Salvation. That necessitates evangelization. This is Wretched Radio.
Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. Let me ask you a question. Have you experienced any type of real change in the areas of your life that really need it the most? Or do you find yourself just getting by, just figuring out a way to manage to the next day? Look, a lot of people have gotten really good at managing their anger, managing their anxiety, managing the habits that they've formed. But management, it's not the same as transformation. That's why one of the world's leading podcasts today is Transformed with Dr. Greg Gifford. Greg is a professor at the Masters University and a fellow here at Fortis Institute as well. And his whole focus is helping people experience the kind of change that only comes through the sufficient word of God. And this kind of content is only possible because of our gospel partners. If you've been blessed by our ministry, I would love to ask you to prayerfully consider joining us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner. I know you have questions about that, and we have answers at fortisinstitute.org. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel. You ever had a question that you weren't sure your small group could handle? Like, what does the Bible actually say about mental health? How do you comfort someone who just lost a spouse? Or what does biblical manhood look like for a 20-something who's never seen and modeled? These aren't easy topics, but they're the exact topics our Fortis forums tackle. We've got Dr. Greg Gifford on psychology versus scripture. Dr. Adam Tyson walks guys through what it means to be a man after God's own heart. Libby Glosson and Martha Peace on what joy-filled marriage actually looks like. And Dr. John Crotch on moving theology from your head to your heart. And all of these Fortis forums are available right now on Fortis Plus for free on your phone, your tablet, and even your TV. These are real conversations on real issues with people who actually know their Bibles. So you can go and download the Fortis Plus app right now on wherever you download apps on your smartphone, your smart TV, or just simply go to fortisplus.org. Okay, so if you admit it, you're like the rest of us. You've got 47 streaming services, and you're paying for at least 6 of them. But somehow, every night, you sit down on the couch and you say, there's nothing to watch. Meanwhile, Fortis Plus is sitting right there for free on your Roku, your Fire TV, Apple TV, Android, hundreds, maybe even thousands of hours of content on theology, marriage, parenting, manhood, cultural issues, stuff that actually matters. And you know what? We keep adding more. Yeah, of course, you could scroll through Netflix for like 45 minutes looking for something that won't rot your brain, or you could pull up Fortis Plus and learn something that'll actually help you be a better husband, dad, or Christian by the time the credits roll. Download the Fortis Plus app right now. It is absolutely free, and it's on your TV. And unlike that true crime documentary that you've watched 3 times at least, it might actually do you some good.
Names of God. We learn a lot about God from the names given to Him in Scripture. One name is Jehovah Sitkenu, the Lord of our righteousness. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 tells us that God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
This is Wretched Radio. You're thinking, wow, don't you sound confident? Well, I can't be confident enough because this is one instance where Jimmy can't wreck it for me. Jimmy, I'm going to ask you to guess something.
Okay.
And I know you're not going to be able to go too high on this one.
Okay.
This is some of the statistics that were compiled about Christian charity. Studies show that Christian Americans donate more than twice as much to charity than the rest of the global population. All right. So that's the statistical odds of individuals giving to charities.
Okay.
It goes on to cite that the Salvation Army alone serves more than 32 million people. How's about Samaritan's Purse? $1.1 billion in humanitarian aid. That's pretty big. One major economic study found that Christian institutions contribute roughly blank in social and economic value to American society each year through healthcare, education, charitable work, and community services. What's the blank? What's the dollar amount?
So this is a collective of all Christian institutions.
That's correct.
Okay. $10 billion.
Not even warm.
Wow.
$1 trillion.
Wow.
A trillion. And you've got a guy like James Tallarico going around the country, appearing on the Colbert Show, saying, you know, Christians, all they do is criticize. They just want to oppress people and keep women from practicing reproductive health care. We need the government to be bloated even more to provide for them. Now, we can talk about government programs till the cows come home, but those accusations, they are lies. They are just simply not accurate. And I hope somebody at some point tags him on this. Hey, as long as we're talking politics, on the other end of the spectrum, you got Mike Johnson. I like Mike. I'd actually like to talk to Mike again. It's been a number of years since I've talked to Mike Johnson. If you met him, you'd go, he's a brother. He's a believer. You can just tell. Maybe don't agree with everything that he does. I don't track him enough to know, to have a scorecard on the guy's political decisions. I wouldn't want to be in his shoes for $1 million. Nevertheless, he's a guy who does love the Lord, stating Sharia law and the imposition of Sharia law is contrary to the U.S. Constitution. Thank you. Thank you very much. When you seek to come to a country and not assimilate, but to impose Sharia law, it is in conflict with the Constitution. That is the conflict that people are talking about, because apparently a number of people now online are going, excuse me, you come to this country, we've already got a ruling document. It's called the Constitution. With Islam, Sharia law supersedes any man-made law, which Sharia law is. But the point is, they believe that they should be ordered under Sharia law, not the Constitution. Mike Johnson, it's not about people as Muslims. It is about those who seek to impose a different belief system that is in direct conflict with the Constitution. And to him, I say, salute. Let's go to Great Britain. It turns out, this is an interest. Jimmy, you'd geek out on this conversation. Conservative Anglicans won't have a first among equals leader. Pretty much every organization, every denomination, including the Anglican Communion, they will have their highest individual who leads the organization. Now, the conservative Anglicans, that is growing like a nobody's business, and I'm grateful for it, by the way, the Global Anglican Futures Conference, they launched in 2008. They just held their annual meeting in Abuja, Nigeria, and they said, we're not going to have a first among equals. I wonder if they can get away with that. And I don't mean that pejoratively. I'm sincerely. Every organization needs a head. It just does. I think that's why you see that you've got jurisdictions that the Lord has put in place. There needs to be order. There needs to be leadership. Even, for instance, in 1 Peter, what do you know? In talking about the submission of the government, it actually gives the order. It's your text probably says king. It's really meaning emperor. And then the governing officials, the ones that are closer. And then all governing officials. So even now, it doesn't mean that it is an affirmation necessarily, But Peter is identifying that there are levels of authority inside of the government, that there's degrees of power inside of the government, and that there is an emperor because every organization needs a head. Now, this is, you want to geek out on this conversation, bring that into the context of your local church and talk about the issue of senior pastor and talk about the issue of who gets how many votes and what who has the authority. I wonder, because every organization somehow needs somebody to say, this way, boys, this is the direction that we're headed. It needs that. Otherwise, you've got nothing but vying opinions and you don't have any direction. I wonder if the conservative Anglicans will be able to get away with that. Time will tell. Let's go visit Joe Rogan, shall we?
Like, I'm absolutely fascinated by the story of Jesus Christ. Because if you wanted to come up with a way that people would live that would absolutely be far more beneficial than just going on natural instincts and tribal behavior, and you would follow Jesus's teachings.
I agree with that. What I find intriguing about that, and I can't affirm or reject the thinking of Joe Rogan because I don't know what is motivating that thought, but that ultimately isn't why somebody should be persuaded to become a Christian. Are the teachings of Jesus superior? Yes. Is that why you should become a Christian? Not really. You should become a Christian because of Jesus. The teachings merely affirm and support that decision, if you will. No, but it's this, if I just decide I'm going to become a Christian because I think the rules are better than anybody else's, problem number one, if somebody comes along, presumably you think, with better rules, you're out of here. Second of all, that's not what God is seeking. Does God want us to keep his rules? Of course, because they are what is best for us. But God wants those who worship from the heart.
Like, I can't find a flaw in the way he tells you to live life. There's a lot of religions that involve, you know, torturing non-believers and raping infidels and being able to do terrible things to the people that don't believe your religion.
I wonder who he's talking about.
There's none of that in Christianity. It's all forgiveness. It's all treating your brother as and your neighbor as if they're you. Like, it's a beautiful way to live life.
Amen. Amen to that. And hasn't Joe Rogan changed his whole tenor about Christianity? Apparently, he's been going to church now for a number of years. His guest, Mike Schellenberger, journalist, wanted to know, so you telling us you're a Christian, Joe?
You Christian?
Well, I go to church. And I have been for quite a while.
Okay.
So I've been doing it for the last 3 or 4 years.
But that's not really an answer to the question.
Well, because I...
That's awesome. And it doesn't take a journalist to ask that. You kind of dodged that one. Going to church doesn't... Going to church. Can you guess what I'm going to say, Jimmy? Going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to McDonald's makes you a hamburger. Thank you.
It's not really an answer to the question.
Well, because I don't know. I think it's very interesting. And I do believe that if you follow the teachings of Jesus Christ, you will live a better life.
Okay. Agreed. That's not what Christianity is about. It's a bonus. It's a benefit. In fact, it even works for pagans. You live as best you're able to as a fallen human being under the precepts of Jesus Christ, and things will go better for you. Why? Because you'll be living in alignment with reality, and things are bound to go at least somewhat better, but that's not what Christianity is about.
I really do believe that. And one of the things I talk about is like, the people that I go to church with are the most polite people I've ever met in my life. They're so kind and so nice. And everybody lets you out of the parking lot. Everybody's like, Hugo.
It's like 1 Peter. This is exactly what 1 Peter is about. Behave differently. The world is watching. Act like a holy, set apart, chosen people. Put your former way of living behind you. Why? Because people like Joe Rogan are watching you.
One point, like, it works. You know what I'm saying? Like, if people are trying to find an idea, does that mean I believe people came back from the dead? Does that mean I believe Moses part of the Red Sea? not really. No, it seems like that's most likely a story where people are telling it generation after generation after generation, but there was probably something happening. There's probably some truth to it.
Let's hope that Joe gets that sorted, because he's been captured by the Bible itself, and he's been captured, interestingly, by the behavior of those who have put their trust in the one the Bible speaks of, and that is, of course, Jesus Christ. And that is exactly why 1 Peter dedicates all of the, the entire book is about be different, respond differently, love differently, make decisions differently. Why? So that you can silence the mouth of unbelievers, and so that in the day of visitation, God will be glorified, so that people will see your behavior, they'll believe your testimony, and they will get saved. Thanks, Joe, for the sermon illustration this Sunday as we make our way through 1 Peter at Alvarado Bible Church. And until tomorrow, go serve your King.